This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
My next guest is a member of Gen Z, meaning she is a digital native growing up in a world of MP3 music, streaming platforms like Netflix and smartphones. But recently, she decided to jump onto the so-called analog challenge, ditching all modern appliances for the glories of old-fashioned devices. Aoife Rooney is the assistant editor of Weekend Magazine at the Irish Independent, and she joins me in studio now. Good afternoon, Aoife. How are you today?
Hello, thanks for having me.
You read of this, did you? This is the thing that lots of kind of people were getting into, is it?
Well, the irony of the whole thing is that I came about it on social media.
Naturally.
So it was kind of in that big tranche of New Year's resolutions and how you're going to better yourself in the new year. There was a challenge of going analog and moving away from social media, but also documenting it on social media. So
yes.
Kind of oxymoronic in a way.
Hard thing for you to do though, because you work in media, so you're never really going to be able to put your phone away.
Definitely, yeah. And I was kind of chatting to friends about this, and as there was a kind of a critical point when we grew up that we were looking to spend more time on our phone, but it met a point of where we were doing it for our jobs and it became less fun, I suppose. So it's about now taking time away from our phones, and it's how difficult that is when it's so intrinsically linked to our work.
So how did you go about it?
So a lot of the people doing it online is they're going totally analog, and they're trying to, people were getting landlines and they were taking
Amish.
Taking it really, really seriously, and to the point where it wasn't really conducive to modern life. But I realized very quickly that I couldn't do it with our day job. So I chose a few weekends to kind of put the phone at home. And I also did it from the safety of like home with my parents. So if something went wrong, no one really needed to get a hold of me. So I left the phone at home as opposed to doing it for a purpose of like other forms of communication. I chose to look at the entertainment and kind of fun side of things. So I used it as a way to try more analog forms of media and entertainment. So it meant trying things like film and digital cameras and vinyl, as we were speaking about. And it was a wholly enjoyable experience, but did highlight how dependent I am on my phone. So
I find it just amazing as you're saying it to me that, you know, this one device you put down and suddenly you need to get your hands on a camera, you need to get your hands on a physical book, you need to get your hands on an album. It's doing all these things.
I know.
For us.
And like so much more than that as well. Like so much more than that, yeah. Which it was really highlighted to me over the course of it. But it was, you'd be putting down a phone and picking up a laptop. So it was kind of not that sensical in some ways. But for those fun things.
So how did you like it? Like take the physical cameras. Now, at the time we used to love our cameras.
I know.
So
I had been kind of tinkering around with film and digital cameras for a while, as again, they were a trendy thing to do. And I'm like a sheep in many of those kind of aspects. I knew I had enjoyed them, but a lot of the reason I was using them was not to print out a photo and put it in an album. It was to have it sit in my phone, in my camera roll, or to go on social media, which was not at all what its intended purpose is. So I really enjoyed the idea of printing them out, having a physical, tangible kind of result of these, you know, a physical form of media. So I've always really enjoyed film. It's not as reliable, obviously, as...
So have you gone really old school? You've got an actual roll of film?
Roll of film, yeah. And I also had a digital camera. I had kind of a couple of like secondhand old film. I had a film camera of my parents that I broke on a night out years ago. So they're they last and they don't last, in a sense, if you're kind of not that, if you're rough with them. But yeah, rolled the film and I really enjoyed, I found film much more reliable than digital. Something with that just didn't always work for me. Whereas film, I really enjoyed the tactile nature of, you can hear the film churning away in the background as it kind of reloads after each roll. I really, really enjoyed that.
It's just so much work.
So much work. Every picture was so hard earned. I was talking to my editor for the piece, who it'll be in this weekend, but you know, I was saying, oh, look, I've kind of taken some pictures documenting my experience, and it turned out that I couldn't use any of them because they'd all come out so poorly.
That'll bring some of the vacuum. And it's a photograph of a cup when it's supposed to be posted. The person has walked away.
Yeah. And they're all overexposed and grainy. Yes,
brilliant. And also, you went into VHS old films as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have, I suppose I'm at the older end of Gen Z, so I would have grown up with videos and kind of when I was maybe 8, 9, 10, moved on to DVDs, but that wasn't an entirely foreign concept to me in the way like a film camera would have been. But I still had none, obviously, and had to seek them out. So my granny was very held on to hers, and it's in her sitting room. So I went down one afternoon during one of my analog Saturdays and was kind of rooting it with the whatever video she had, and went through a couple of them. Amazingly, everything worked perfectly.
I'm amazed by that.
Worked perfectly.
Because they're magnetic tapes, so you'd imagine they would start to disintegrate with time.
The only, I noticed that the you know, the plastic box had started to degrade on a couple of them, but it was only when I went at it that it started to kind of crumble. But it was perfectly kind of preserved in time. But the video player also was perfect. All the buttons worked, everything. It was like the day it was bought, and it's definitely older than me.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is on at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $1,000 store-wide with our lifetime price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? Limited time clearance savings only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com.
What kind of stuff had she got?
She had a mix of stuff. Hasn't been looked at it a bit, I'd say about 15 years. She had a wedding video of one of my aunts and uncles, which nosiness got the better of me. I did have to watch because it was before my time. So I was looking at, you know, a 20-year-old version of my mum.
Wow.
Which was really enjoyable to see, yeah. And then there was some more, there was some that I think were maybe probably mine or cousins of mine. There was a Barney video and Aladdin and Anastasia and stuff like that. And there was a Laurel and Hardy video as well, which I didn't go into.
All right, fair enough. And you went on to, you mentioned vinyl. So how did you find that now?
Yeah, I have a bit of a difficult relationship with it, in the sense that it's one of those things that's gotten really trendy over the last couple of years. And I didn't want to kind of give in to that thing of buying it because it's a thing to buy. And I think it has been marketed that way, especially with how changed the music industry is and how difficult it is to make money from it. Yeah. I think I've spoken to a lot of my friends about how you, if you have an artist you really want to see, you have to buy the vinyl because that gets you into pre-sale. And there's a whole kind of industry around it now that I don't necessarily love. But I went and got a lot of secondhand records, which I really enjoyed. And I bought some new ones as well. So I'm kind of growing a humble collection, nothing like yours, I've been told.
What did you think of the experience?
It was really, no more than the film camera and like the noise of the machine working away for you. Hard got, as opposed to just pulling up Spotify. Sure. But the experience of listening to it was so much more enjoyable, and listening to something from top to bottom, as opposed to, I have a really bad habit of clicking through songs after 30 seconds.
Sure.
I think it's just a consequence of my attention span being really poor.
And how easy it is.
It's so easy. And it's just my attention span's gotten really poor, I think, from social media. So it's all one kind of evil, one vicious circle. But the experience of listening to an album and the way it's meant to be listened to is so nice. And there's something really intentional as well.
Did you think it sounded different?
Did sound different. I don't know if I'm like an expert when it comes to sound. I wasn't listening to it with any high-tech speakers or anything like that. But it was definitely there was something more earthy and kind of warm about it, in a way that there wasn't. And like, there's an element of tinniness now to my phone that I've gone back to it.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful sound. Mm. I think it's really gorgeous. And then books, physical books as well.
Yeah, I did English in college, so it kind of kicked a love of reading out of me. So I've been getting back into it over the past couple of years, and I love buying books to a bit of a detriment. And I love secondhand book shopping. So I had been working away on that kind of stuff of late, but yeah. I also got a Kindle. There's two kind of an angel and a devil kind of working against each other. But I will always prefer a physical book. I love marking up a book. I'm not the kind of person that thinks they should be preserved and looked after.
But you're a bit shocked by the price.
Yeah, books are really expensive.
And vinyl, the same.
Oh, vinyl is so expensive. Yeah. Like a new vinyl is like, you could be paying like 50 or 60 euro. Yeah, I know you know. But a new book as well. Look, there's nothing like a physical book. And I don't think an ebook or even an audiobook, which I really enjoy, is ever going to replace that. But there is barriers there, which makes it really inaccessible for many people. So,
was there a big takeaway from the whole experience?
My takeaway was that it's definitely tied up in a lot of consumerism. It's more expensive to be doing things analog. That's just the nature of buying a brand new record or buying a book for 35 euro. There's nothing wrong with our phone making access easier. And that's the main takeaway. But in terms of user experience, analog beats out every single time.
And I was reading you put together a photo album.
Mm.
You would never have done that otherwise.
Never. I go home sometimes and you'll be rooting in a wardrobe of a Saturday afternoon. I'll come across my parents' photo albums. And it's not something I think we think that we'll do these things when we're older and we're adults. We never do. We never do. So I'm working away at one now and I'm kind of going through 26 odd thousand photographs on my phone and picking out the important ones I want.
26,000.
I know.
See, that's where the analog world is better. You would have been dealing with maybe 40 or 50 photographs.
Exactly.
Pick the best from them.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to dump them down.
Fascinating stuff. So are you going 100% back digital now, or are you just going to?
No, the books is my main takeaway in terms of I'm going to try and always have a physical one with me, because the Kindle was great for getting back into always reading, but it's the thing of just carrying a physical book with you. Film and digital is not so easy if I want to always have.
Sure.
It's not the most, I suppose, good way. But yeah, hopefully I can bring some of those things into my day to day.
Brilliant stuff. Sorry, Aoife, thank you very much for dropping in. Lovely talking to you. Aoife Rooney there, assistant editor of the weekend magazine, The Irish Independent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.